Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1696, air date June 12th, 2026.
Okay, good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Shiva Adure and Truth Freedom Health Open House, which we do every Thursdays. It's good to welcome new people and our veterans here. But today's discussion, we'll come back to the slide, is going to be about a follow-up to the historic lawsuit we did in 2020, which was called winbackfreedom.com, where we exposed the fact that the government of Massachusetts, in fact, many government, state governments, are deleting records of actual elections called ballot images, violating an important federal law that was put as a part of the civil rights movement about 50 years ago. And Massachusetts, many of you know, claims they're woke, they're for black people, they're for gay people, you know, all different diverse people. But what you're going to learn is Massachusetts may claim they're for diversity, but when it comes to independence, they want independence not to be independent. They want them to choose between Democrat or Republican, left or right. But our movement is very persistent, and we have not given up. Is the video on, Suresh? I'm not sure. Okay. So what you're going to learn today is, A, it was our movement, my work in 2020, which exposed the entire election fraud infrastructure that operates the United States. Donald Trump will admit, and everyone knows, he took most of my material and used it to raise about $500 million for his campaign, but he has actually done nothing to really go to the core of the election fraud issues. It was more PR. In fact, you can go look at Trump's statements when he ran. He's talking about the deep state. I was going to clean it up, no wars. And then he essentially went the opposite. What you have to recognize is these opportunist politicians are literally watching which way the wind blows. They have a PR person saying, you're going to say this because you need to capture that wave, and that's what they do. Anyone actually believing what they say and they're going to do it has some serious functional issues. One of them minimally being naivete. So that phenomenon is what's taking place. When it comes to election fraud, it was in 2020 when I ran as a Republican, giving the Republicans a chance after I ran as independent against Elizabeth Warren. We said, okay, we're going to run as Republicans. We ran. We raised $2 million. Our opposing Republican candidate in the primary was barely able to scrape $200,000. All of his money came from the GOP because they didn't want me to win. Nonetheless, we had 3,000 volunteers on the ground. This is 2020. You couldn't get away with out of Massachusetts without seeing Dr. Shiva. And to the own admission of the GOP head, they said Dr. Shiva is going to win by a landslide. Well, on election day, it turned out that the only county out of the 9 counties we went in was Franklin County, where all the votes were paper ballots hand counted. We won by 10 points. And in every other county, we lost by 20 points, 60-40, 60-40, 60-40, 60-40. In fact, if you look at the numbers, none of it made any sense. And that's when I never was a believer in election fraud. I just thought it's like wackos talking about it. But I had to look at it. So on September 25th, 2020 or 22nd, I went into the Secretary of State of Massachusetts with one of my volunteers with a camera. And we know when ballots go through machines, and you need to educate this. I was just on the phone with a Boston Globe reporter, the head of the technology group. And his name is Hiawatha Bray. And I don't know if he'll do an article. And I said, Hiawatha, do you know that Massachusetts deletes ballot images? He goes, what do you mean? Because I thought a paper ballot just goes through and the scanner just looks for the dots. I go, no. In fact, one of the machines is called the image cast machine. It creates an image. When a ballot goes through, it takes a photograph of that image, creates a digital version of it, and then their proprietary AI software reviews the image to find out where the dots are. And he didn't even know this. Okay, it's pretty amazing. So think about what the public doesn't know. Anyway, that ballot image is created. The millisecond that paper goes through, and that ballot image is the actual ballot that is counted. The paper ballot is never looked at by the machine. Does that make sense? It's the image. It's like, you know, you go, we're just talking to Vincent. Vincent, you're a doctor. You know, when you go to the radiologist, right? Or the doctor, when they take, it's not like the doctor sticking a probe into your chest. The image is reviewed, okay? And decisions are made on the image. Same way, no one is, when you go through the machine is not looking at the paper. It's looking at the image. All right. And then the image, according to a federal law that was passed 50 years ago by a Democrat majority, 52 USC 20701, as part of the civil rights movement, said that all records in connection with a federal election, so remember, we're a republic, you have the federal government here and you have state governments, but for federal elections, the state can't make up its own laws. They must preserve the ballot image. Okay? In fact, the law says they have to preserve all records in connection with the federal election. And it doesn't say may, it says shall, S-H-A-L-L. It's in black and white, the law. All right. So in 2020, when I went into the state of Massachusetts, I wanted to review the ballot images. Why did I want to do that? Because I found out, as an MIT nerd or engineer or whatever you want to call me, I started reading the voting equipment manuals. And in the voting equipment manuals, it says there's a feature called the weighted race feature. And that feature says, let's say Vincent got 1,000 votes and Lynn got 1,000 votes. I can multiply Vincent's votes by 2, give him 2,000. Multiply Lynn's by 0.5 and decrement hers to 500. So the election will be 2,000 to 500. Now, why is that feature in there? Because the voting machines were also created for use in, for example, condominium units where, let's say, you know, there could be 500 condo owners in a big condominium unit, and they're going to vote on whether the maintenance contract should be increased from $100,000 to $200,000, right? Because they want to add more services. Well, if Vincent owns 2,000 square feet of space and Lynn only owns 1,000, Vincent gets 2 votes to Lynn's 1. Makes sense, right? Because he's paying more condo fees. Those features are still left in election voting machines. Okay? And when I worked out the math, I did a lot of very sophisticated math. It looks like my votes were multiplied by 0.666667. Okay? So the only way I could prove that is, that means the number of paper ballots or votes would not match the actual ballots. Now, it takes a tremendous amount of time to get the physical paper ballots, but the ballot images you can get like that. So I demanded the ballot images. And when I went in to the Secretary of State, we have this all on video, the guy Rosenberry, who's the reports to the Secretary of State, he says, oh, we don't have that feature on. We turned that feature off, which means ballot images are being deleted. I physically handed them a Freedom of Information request, and they have 10 days to respond. The Secretary of State in Massachusetts responded. We have this all in email interactions, never answering the question, talking about voting machine manuals. And I said, you violated federal law. You deleted ballot images. So I went on Twitter 2 days later on September 25th, 2020, and I tweeted, Massachusetts has deleted 1.7 million ballot images. Never said ballots. That went viral. Within 24 hours, I'm thrown off Twitter. And it turns out the Secretary of State of Massachusetts, a government official, had contacted Twitter, a private company, to deplatform a US Senate candidate. Okay, which is violation of the First Amendment. As it would be like the King of England calling up a newspaper and saying, you know, don't mention this guy anymore. So no lawyer in Massachusetts, because they're all corrupt, wanted to take on the government. I had to do the lawsuit myself. And many of you remember that resulted in a very famous lawsuit, Win Back Freedom. In that lawsuit, in courtroom testimony, the government A, admitted that they have a special portal into social media companies. We were the ones to expose the censorship industrial complex, which later was stolen from Tucker Carlson and others. We did it. And they didn't want to give us the limelight because they don't want to give independent people like myself who come bottoms up the limelight because they're going to lose their brand equity. So they always steal other people's stuff. And then they act like they're doing something for the public when they didn't do it when it mattered. Very important. It was us who exposed that they delete ballot images. We won actually the preliminary injunction against the government. And then the judge turned on us because he thought I was going to drop the claims against the government. And then him and my own lawyer colluded against me. Okay? So nonetheless, we don't give up. And by the way, that judge is a fucker. He should be in jail. His name is Wolf. He left the bench and is now working with my lawyer at his law firm. A federal judge. These guys are criminals, okay? But we took them on. And if you were on the Zoom session where 1,000 people were on, there were people who were literally throwing up watching how this judge was lynching me. Okay? So we are the real fighters for people here. And the record speaks for itself. Well, we're running for United States Senate. Notice I use the word we. We are running for U.S. Senate. Now, I happen to be an exemplar candidate. If you line me up against any one of them, no one can match my credentials. But more importantly, the majority of Americans are registered independent voters, 54 million. The supermajority of Massachusetts voters are independent voters, 65%. So the swarm, the establishment, does not want independents voting independent. So people are declaring their independence, again, 54 million people, but they want independent voters to remain on the plantation and keep voting for Democrats and Republicans. I'll tell you how fucked up it is in Massachusetts. Only 35% of the registered voters are Democrats and Republicans. They are the minority. So when a candidate like me comes, they have to ensure that independents don't behave independently. So how do they do this? Number one, by the way, they're doing polling. The polling companies leave out independent candidates right there. They start the election rigging. They make sure independents, even though they get on the ballot, are not allowed on the debate stage. The news media doesn't cover them. This is all illegal. It's fascism when independents are 65%. On top of that, last week's discussion, I shared the amount of social psychological engineering that they're doing to that 65% to make them think, oh, independents can never win. You have to vote for the lesser of evils. This election is the most important. So they engineer all this. So our election in 2026 is about getting people truly off the fucking plantation. You've decided to be independent, now be independent. You are independent, now vote independent. All right. So they have the initial election rigging begins who they give visibility to, who they let on the ballot, who they let on the debate stage. And then if you make it through all that, which is what we did, then they have a way to fuck up the voting machines by flipping votes. And in order to hide their tracks, they delete the ballot images. Why do they do that? Because if ballot images were there, we could adjudicate it within days. And if you have to go with paper ballots, that's going to take years to get. And by then, the judges can say the case is moot. Oh, you lost the election. That was 2 years ago. Sorry, the case is moot. Well, so by the way, those of you who want to see all of this can go to, let me share my screen here. So those of you who want to understand the dynamics of this, if you go to winbackfreedom.com, everything is memorialized what we did in 2020. We figured out the censorship infrastructure, This woman, Michelle Tassinari, is the one who contacted Twitter to have me deplatform. Here's Galvin, and this is the entire censorship platform. And you can go through this entire detail, and this is a censorship thing that we discovered in 2020. People like Tucker Carlson sat on this news, waited 3 years when it doesn't matter, and that's what he does. He's CIA as it gets. But anyway, you should go through this. Anyway, so what we did was, because we're persistent, we don't walk away from what needs to be fought. What we did was, I'm running for U.S. Senate, right? So what did we do? One of the areas of law, I mean, it's a big word. I hate to use this word because it's called a writ of mandamus, W-R-I-T of mandamus. A writ of mandamus is something you file to the government as a citizen saying, hey, look, there's a law that says your women can vote. Last year, you didn't allow women to vote. I'm demanding you allow women to vote. Hey, there's a law here that says you can't discriminate against black people from voting. You know, 14th Amendment. Hey, you better follow the law. Okay? Hey, government, there's a law here, 52 USC 20701, passed 50 years ago that says you must preserve all data in connection with the federal election. You cannot delete ballot images like you did to me in 2020. Okay? So our team put together that lawsuit. We didn't use fucking lawyers. Nicholas, you know, Barb, but a whole bunch of people here. We know how to file our own lawsuits now. And we do them better than lawyers. We filed the lawsuit, the writ of mandamus. And then on, I think, May 26th, the government, the Secretary of State, responded. Okay? And their response is awesome for us because they are openly admitting that A, that they will continue to delete ballot images, but more egregiously, they're saying no ballot images are ever created. And just like that Boston Globe reporter who thinks paper is scanned, they're banking on the ignorance of the public. So again, it falls on our movement to always educate people, because ignorance is a cause of all suffering. Fascism, which is what this is being perpetrated based on this ignorance. So the secretary, I'll share this with you, the email and everything. So I received the following email from the Secretary of State. Her name is, she's the assistant district attorney, or assistant attorney general, sorry, Marina Polaridis. She said, here is our opposition to our writ of mandamus. Everyone see that? Okay. And so here is their opposition. All right. And what's really amazing here is that they are admitting where the requested records do not and will not exist, there can be no clear-cut duty to preserve them, but and any order requiring such preservation will be meaningless. So if you read this, their response, they are saying no ballot images exist. Okay? That's what this means, where the requested records, ballot images, do not and will not exist, there can be no clear-cut duty to preserve them. That's one part of their argument. The other part of their argument is, to the court, oh, in Massachusetts law, we want to protect the safety of the voter so we don't preserve ballot images. Okay? Those are the two arguments that they're making in their response. But the bottom line is they are openly telling us that they have no intention of preserving ballot images. So what's going on here? So when a ballot image goes in, within microseconds a photograph's taken. Where is that image kept? Well, there's two types of memory on a computer. The random access memory, which is a memory that is not on the hard drive, that's RAM, right? When you buy your laptop, you can get two kinds of memory, right? RAM, and like you can get a terabyte of hard disk space, and you can get like 64 gigabytes of RAM, right? the more RAM you have program. Like when you load up a program, it's being loaded up in RAM. Okay. And the actual program files are on your hard drive, right? So when you click on a button to load up the program, it takes it from the hard drive and it loads it up in RAM. Okay. Basic software. Ballot comes in, it's scanned, it's in RAM. And then the software runs on that image. And then the software can make a decision. Do I save this image to the hard drive or do I delete it? Now, any idiot can say that an image was created. In fact, when I walk you through our opposition, by the way, here is their response that they sent me. Can you guys all see this?
Yep.
Okay. And if you notice, a pretty thick response. All right. What is on the back of it is the actual voting manual. Okay. It's the actual voting equipment manual. Okay. The manual of the voting equipment. In the opposition they filed to our writ, the government is saying no ballot images are creating, Your Honor. There's no ballot images. So there's nothing to preserve. Well, the manual itself says the millisecond a ballot comes in, a ballot image is created. There is a setting on the machine that the human can decide as policy. Do you preserve that image or do you auto-delete it? Massachusetts is auto-deleting images, which is a violation of federal law. So I have alerted Harmeet Dhillon. I have her text, sent it to her, alerting her of this. Let's see if she does something. Trump claims he's against election fraud. Is he against it to the extent he can make cha-ching, cha-ching? Or is he really going to do something? All right. Again, we are leading that fight because the reason they don't want to preserve ballot images because an independent candidate can easily quickly find out. All right. So I just shared with you what they wrote and this was our response. So, oh, by the way, they obviously did some insider trading with the judge. And not only did we receive their opposition, but the judge says, here is a schedule for the hearing. Let me show you the schedule. Okay, this is a fucking joke. These guys should all be in jail. So this is the response. Oh, by the way, when they sent a response, Mike Mosco, one of our campaign managers, noted there's a publication called Universal Hub who acts like he's an independent publication. But he basically bangs the Secretary of State. I don't mean that physically, but he's in bed with the Secretary of State. He acts like he's independent. And so he writes this hit job. This just came out on 6/6/26. And basically saying that, you know, the idiot himself knows nothing about how machines work. And they repeat it. Okay. The state responded to his latest lawsuit just hours later, unusually fast in a legal system where people begin being sued normally have months to respond. The court docket, in fact, gives September 29th as the date by which the state has to respond. Where the requested records do not and will not exist, there can be no clear-cut duty. So they're saying there's no ballot images, okay? So anyway, just to let you know, this got press, even though they tried to shadow ban us. Then the judge sent us this. I just want you to look at this. This is a schedule for when this case will be adjudicated, that the service of process 8/31, that's when the opposition can be filed. The response to the complaint 9/26. But if you look at it, they're not going to hear this case until pretrial will be 11/17/2028. Are you guys seeing this? This judge must think everyone's a fucking idiot. 2028 is when they are willing to do the pretrial hearing on this case. Everyone see this? Everyone see this? And then idiots wonder why I fucking curse all the time. Okay? This is criminal. 65% of Massachusetts is independent. I represent the majority. Okay? So, what did we respond back? So, luckily, because we're an organized movement, we had a huddle, an emergency huddle, what, 3 days ago, and Crystal, Nicholas, and Barb said, wait a minute, we have to respond by what, June 12th, if we want to change the hearing date. So we literally, as a team, within 24 hours, we turned around and we filed our response. And I want to share that with you. The reason I'm sharing all of this is, Fucker Carlson is not filing lawsuits. He has no fucking movement. Neither does all of these fucking social media influencers. We do. We have an organization, a structure, solutions. We meet every Thursdays. I don't know what these guys are doing, but you can see the level of shadow banning my account is under on all these platforms right now, because we're actually dangerous, because we're not just barking. We're actually biting. Okay? We bite and we bark. Okay? So that's not good for these guys. Okay? Because our bite is bigger than our bark. So let me share with you what we filed back, okay? So you saw the idiot judge, he did this, and this is his name, John Powers III. The third, yeah. Okay, so let's look at what we filed. So I sent back to Marina Polaridis, I said, please find attached courtesy copies. And notice we did this. This is hot off the press on the 9th that have been filed electronically for filing today, June 9th. Attached. So we produced four documents, the reply, a memorandum of law, 19 pages, an emergency motion to accelerate the hearings. And we also put the order together, so it's easy for the judge. So let me read this. It's really important you understand our argument. So we filed our writ. They came back with an opposition saying there is no ballot images ever created. And furthermore, we're protecting Massachusetts citizens by turning the feature to delete. So it says, as fully detailed in the accompanying memorandum of law filed concurrently herewith, respondents' defense, by the way, we're the petitioner, they're the respondent. This is the government, the swarm, we're the petitioner, okay? So it says, respondents' defense rests on an active systemic violation of the supremacy clause of the U.S. Constitution. Respondent admits that the certified electronic voting systems utilized in the Commonwealth possess the innate technical ability to generate digital ballot images, but confesses that he has actively instructed that this capability be intentionally intercepted in memory and subjected to an automatic purge and delete loop via administrative configurations. Meaning they're saying it to delete the images. And one of the things that people don't know is for 48 years, I've been working on imaging systems since I was 14 years old, okay? So the first argument we say is the fiction of the quote unquote non-existent record. Respondent intentionally confuses this court on retention of the image with post-tabulation auto-deletion. The entire foundation of the respondent's opposition rests on a single scientific and factually false assertion. Quote, where the records do not and will not exist, ballot images, there can be no clear-cut duty to preserve them. This statement demonstrates either a profound misunderstanding of the digital architecture of optical scan tabulators or the deliberate attempt to mislead this court. As a matter of systems engineering and digital imaging physics, the digital ballot image is created. It is generated in memory. The exact millisecond a physical paper ballot passes past the internal scan sensors of the ESNS and DS200, DS450, or Dominion ImageCast. Notice the name of the freaking machine is called ImageCast. It casts an image. But these are the machines that are used in Massachusetts. Respondents' own evidence conclusively proves this. The official equipment certification state that, so if you go through the manuals, it actually states, which I went through, it says both sides of the ballot are processed simultaneously with high resolution scanners and the resulting, what does it say? Ballot images are decoded by a proprietary recognition engine. The scanner cannot decode or interpret voter intent from a physical piece of paper without first generating a digital image file in memory. Therefore, the image does exist. What respondent describes as quote unquote disabling the capability is in reality post-tabulation instruction to auto-delete the generated data stream from memory before it can be written permanently to persistent flash media. A chosen software configuration loop that executes an immediate purge, delete, of an active federal voting record does not mean the record was never created. It means the record was systematically destroyed. The supremacy clause, so we have one, two, three, we really have these three core arguments, okay? The supremacy clause of the U.S. Constitution says that the U.S. Constitution rules over state constitutions. The respondent argues that because Massachusetts general laws does not explicitly require the retention of electronic ballot images, the secretary is free to delete them. This completely ignores the supremacy clause of the U.S. Constitution, Article 6, Clause 2. Federal law, specifically 52 U.S.C. 20701, strictly mandates that all records generated by election officials relating to any election where a federal candidate, I mean, U.S. Senate candidate, is on the ballot must be retained for 22 months. A state official cannot utilize a local administrative policy or hardware software setting to systematically nullify a federal criminal record preservation statute passed by the United States Congress. Two, ballot images are functional audit trails, not temporary artifacts. The respondent attempts to characterize ballot images as some mere temporary internal data fragment akin to volatile RAM processing packets. And we're saying that's not true. The third thing is, they said, oh, you shouldn't be filing a writ of mandamus, and we argue why. But one of the most important things that I want to emphasize here is that I made it very clear that the state election official is actually lying to the court, and that in fact the lawyer in this case should actually be censored for doing that, which we can. So this was the basic respondent we filed, and then we filed a very detailed memorandum of law, again done all by us. And the memorandum of law gives all the legal defense. You know, it's a lot of work. You have to have the table of contents. You have to give all the table of authorities of what the law is, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But we again make it very clear that the manual clearly says both sides of the ballots are processed by high resolution scanner and they're simultaneously processed. And I think it's a very, very strong case because we really have them by the short hairs in this case, because they are saying ballot images are not created. And we clearly have evidence from their own evidence that ballot images are created. Okay. So it's a pretty strong case. And we're pretty proud of it. And we've asked for an emergency hearing to accelerate that timeline. All this we did within 24 hours. Okay. So this is what the power of an organized movement is. You see, there have been candidates who single-handedly try to fight and you can't win. And there are many examples of people trying to do this. You need a movement. You need an organizational structure. You need to be able to have teams. That's what we have. There's nothing like this in the world except us. The quality of people we bring into this, we're not here trying to get everyone. We do our, you know, open houses. Out of that, some people want to become members, some free. We have a whole 22-part course where you can learn system science. Then we have a much more higher level training where people pay like $100, which is nothing. It shows a little more commitment. And then we have a leadership program, which is absolutely free if people get accepted. But we're looking for high quality people of all different backgrounds. And then within the core, we have solutions, systems health, our clean food certified program, and, you know, Cytosol. So we're a movement that runs in parallel, stands on our own 2 feet. But this lawsuit is really important because it, first of all, vindicates our 2020 piece. And they have in some ways, serve this up on a beautiful dish for us to win. We don't create ballot images. We don't have to save them. Yes, ballot images are created. And so what we've asked the judge is we've asked for an evidentiary hearing. We said, look, let's just, this is really simple. Within less than an hour, we can read the freaking manual and say ballot images are created. Then we can go to the Department of Justice and see what they say. It's very simple that you have to preserve all records. And by the way, I just found out today in Florida, which is a Republican state, Massachusetts is a Democrat, the Florida government was doing the same thing. Oh, ballot images are created, we're going to delete them. A Democrat won that lawsuit just end of last year. And they're forced to preserve ballot images. So again, this is, so in Florida, Republicans try to delete ballot images. Democrats in Massachusetts trying to delete them. All of this is against independent candidates or people come who are not part of the two-party system. That's why this is really important. And our movement is leading that bottoms-up effort. So that's the background that I want to share with you that Massachusetts, if Suresh brings up the title again of today's presentation, that's why the graphic says that Massachusetts is committing election fraud. And they're auto-deleting ballot images. Okay? There's not commits in the past. They're doing it right now. The features are set to delete ballot images. And remember, this was a important law that was set as a part of the civil rights movement. Okay? Democrats claim they're for civil rights. The Democrat state of Massachusetts, and by the way, there are only 28% Democrats right now in Massachusetts. The majority is independents. So the Democrats are against the majority. Okay? So anyway, there you go. Again, key takeaways, it's our movement that's leading this fight. We've escalated to the Department of Justice, and we're going to see if Trump will actually do something. Right? The reality is Republicans and Democrats do not want to do anything for the mass of independents. The United States majority are independents. 51% of the U.S. population is independent, 47% Democrats, you know, and whatever Republicans, okay? They're not the majority. 54 million, you can work out the numbers, so forget the exact. I think it's 45 or 50%, 27, 28. You can work it out, okay? But independents are the majority in the United States, and independents are the supermajority in Massachusetts. So this is a very, very important fight. Our movement's leading that. So as Nicholas said, we don't want to really berate people because we have our other things, but we want to just let you know we've created an environment for everyone to participate. We need 300 volunteers making phone calls. And just all you have to do 1 hour a day. We made it really easy. You don't need to use your own phone. You have an app. The app will make the call for you. It's very, very efficient. You can leave voicemails and you can call. All of those help us get the message out. So everyone can participate. There's a team that'll train you, et cetera. That's one activity. And then we have our solutions. Any questions? Nicholas, can you set up the questions? I'll just grab a cup of water and be back in 1 minute.
Yep. All right. So everyone, you can put your questions in the chat, please. Do not raise your hand. We'll not be calling on people who raise their hand. So please put your questions in the chat and let them. And you just hit the on the, there should be a bar at the bottom. If you're on a desktop or on your phone, you tap your screen on your phone or you move your cursor around on your laptop or desktop. And there should be a icon where it says chat. You click that and you hit new chat, and you can either type your question to Dr. Shiva or one of the co-hosts. And also, please be on topic. Do not bring up stuff that's not relevant to tonight's discussion. Do not bring up anything that has nothing to do with the lawsuits or volunteering. We you know, those are what we want people questions to be on the topic at hand, and if they and how they really get started and with our movement. So please do that, and thank you. Okay.
And by the way, people on social media are also welcome to ask questions. We have people who monitor that and post your questions here. If people want to volunteer, they can just go to shivaforsenate.com. Anyone who's listening can go volunteer there. If people are interested in Truth Freedom Health, then go to truthfreedomhealth.com to get educated. We have an entire curriculum, an entire community, theory, community, and action. All right, someone's got a message here. Let's see. Someone on YouTube, Wheelie Dig, is saying 60-40, 60-40, 60. So how will it be different this time? And why are you entering a fixed rig election again? So good question. So Willie, what the swarm doesn't, so first of all, it's something that we have to keep repeating, but this is why you're encouraged to come to Truth Freedom Health. Is that our end goal is not winning an election or not winning a lawsuit, okay? The establishment, those in power, have created two battlefields when we get angry to participate in. Those, both of those battlefields, they control. We know this from the outset, okay? I've known this since I was 17 years old. One battlefield they call elections. And the other battlefield they call the legal system. So when you want to fight or you get upset, they corral you into one of these two arenas or both. They said, oh, you know, Eileen, go run for office. You can make a change. So you blindly go run for office, thinking you're going to be a radical running for office, right? And then little by little, you find you get compromised, okay? Or you go try to file a legal lawsuit, a lot of money. If you don't have the legal framework, if you're trying to do it on your own, it's like you're beating your head against a wall. So those are the two frameworks they have. But they don't actually want you to go to the battlefield, which you can control, which is a battlefield of building a bottoms-up movement, which is independent organization, independent of these two. Okay? Now, if you build a bottoms-up movement, then you have the, you don't want to be extreme in any, you want to be rational in your thinking. Does that mean you no longer participate in elections and file lawsuits? No. It means you're strategic. You participate in elections and you file lawsuits to the extent it helps you grow your movement. Okay? If you happen to win an election, great. Okay? It's not like you're going to fight to lose the election. You're going to win. I mean, we raised $2 million. We're everywhere. But to Willie's question, if an independent agent of change like ours did not go into their battlefield and run with a movement, because in that model with a movement, you don't get compromised because you're growing to build a movement, okay? It is because we ran in 2018 against Elizabeth Warren. We were the ones who exposed Warren was not Native American. We forced her to take a DNA test because we don't give a fuck. We're not into all of their goddamn diplomacy. We hit her so hard. We had a sign up in Massachusetts which said only the real Indian can defeat the fake Indian. It was a hilarious slogan. Others would not have done it. In fact, the Republican Party threw us out of a meeting when we were passing out flyers with that. Okay? because they want to be diplomatic. We don't have to be diplomatic because they're not our fucking friends. But that election exposed Elizabeth Warren. She ran around like a scared shitless, and she was forced to take the DNA test, and they had to throw in Peruvian genes to make her get one out of 1024. Anyway, that was a victory. But to Willie's point, Willie's question, if I didn't run, that would not have happened. You see, so we win. We win on our terms. We expose the person as a freaking lying, whatever, okay? Then we ran in 2020. That was even multiple victories for us because we ran and we won. They tried to steal our election. Well, a normal guy would have said, "Ooh, okay, I can't do anything." No, we went and read the manuals. We filed lawsuits. And through that process, we exposed the censorship infrastructure of the United States government. We did that. Had we not run, that would never have come out. That was huge. Probably the most important lawsuit of this country. Okay? So, Willie, you got to see the big picture here. We're not coming at it to win an election. I want to be the next senator and walk around and get their, you know, healthcare benefits. By the way, all these idiots, do you know if these people go to the House of Representatives for one term, get lifetime healthcare benefits better than you will ever get? Okay? So, we did that. And we exposed Fauci. And we exposed the fact that they delete ballot images. So that's a victory. Huge victories on our terms. Now, what we're doing in this election, we're in it again. And look, we're going to get another victory again. We're going to educate more people what the fuck is a ballot image, how they're stealing your votes. You didn't know that, Willie. Now you do. Okay? That's a victory. Now, we are also going to tell people to take pictures of their ballots and preserve them and upload them. We're going to give them an open archive. So if they try to steal us, we're going to keep our own images. We're going to count the votes. Okay? We have our own data center. We are technologists. We can do this now on our own. The important thing is by actual agents of change jumping into the arena, whether they beat us on their bullshit, we still win because the masses get to see the corruption in blind sight and they get to see also the solutions. That's a victory. Because how many, I mean, the Boston Globe reporter who's been there for 30 years didn't even know ballot images are being created. Who else is educating people on this, Willie? Us. That's victory. I hope people understand this. We have to look at victory on our terms. If you look at it on their terms, you're going to get demoralized. But we have once, it was in 2018, we had the sign on our bus which said Elizabeth Warren, you know, the fake Indian. She had the city of Cambridge try to tell me to remove that sign. We sued them in federal court and we won. So now we have made it possible. It's a, you know, a precedent that you can put whatever fucking sign you want on a bus against anyone or any vehicle. Okay, so we have major victories. Okay, we have people all over the country now calling into Massachusetts. So people all over the world are learning that Massachusetts is a central swarm, intellectual swarm, right? So people are learning how to communicate. These are all victories, huge victories. And our movement is all workers. Either retired working people or people work for a living. It's all volunteers. Marianne Barry says, if we're not satisfied with the Massachusetts government response, can we go? Yes. So, Marianne, so we have said we want an emergency hearing to this judge who tried to postpone it to 2028. If he denies it, we're immediately going to go to the Supreme Judicial Court. And if they deny, we're going to take it up to the Supreme Court of the United States. So we want them to deny sooner so they don't drag the, see what they, their goal is they're looking for people who have no legal resources, don't know how to respond. They drag it out and then they call the case moot. That's their goal. But these people actually think we're all idiots. So back to Willie, by smart people, agents of change jumping in and fighting, they don't know what to do because they're typically used to people being demoralized or lone fighters. Barbara says Louisiana change independent to no party by declaring change independent to the use of closed party system. So we in Louisiana will be limited to vote only Dems or Republicans. Yeah. So all of these are illegal. So in Massachusetts, what they do is they hold a primary. Who can be in the primary? Only Democrats or Republicans. And by the way, so when they hold a primary, they choose a Republican Democrat candidate. Do you know how many people are actually deciding that? Because in a primary out of the 5.7 million potential voters, only 350,000 people vote in primaries total. That means less than 7% of the Massachusetts public is deciding who the Democrat or Republican candidates are who get to go to the general elections against someone like me who represents 65%. It's fascism. And we need to awaken people to this. Barbara says Louisiana is trying to scare independent voters by saying, like, if there are any. Yeah. So they're trying to diminish the actual majority. It's totally a psychological engineering. So, you know, our messaging, and we're working on this, is going to be something like this. You are independent. So 65% chance someone who sees that is an independent. Now vote independent, or now be independent, right? Or vote independent. You're an independent. Why are you voting for your, you know, your oppressor? They're the minority. So it's like you have to, it's really interesting. It's really about the big lie. I mean, if you keep saying there are no ballot images created, people believe it. Like this reporter at the Globe. There's no ballot images. Yes, there are. So that's how all of this is being banked on. It just keep telling the slaves the big lie and the slaves will just believe it. Well, I got off the fucking plantation and our movement people got off the plantation and our goal is to take people off the plantation. Right now, people say they want to be off the plantation, the 54 million people declared being independent, but they're still hanging on the plantation. That's where we're at. So it's a very interesting psychological dynamic. Anything else? Good questions. But our movement is one of action. So we've created actions for people. We have less than 4 months, 5 months. We need people on the phones, calling people into Massachusetts to pledge their vote for our election. And our goal is to get about 800,000 pledged right away. And we're tracking all those people's names. And then if they try to cheat us, we're going to also have their images. So we're running a parallel system. Is it perfect? Probably not, but at least we're doing that in a parallel structure. Anything else? I thought Vicky Marshall had a question. Did Vicky Marshall have a question, Nicholas? I saw her hand raised.
Nicky, right. I'm asking you to unmute. Oh, Nicky, you have a question? I asked you to unmute.
So one is the Shiva for Senate campaign people can participate in. The other three things is, you know, so this is the way we see the development of someone. We have 8 billion people out there. People see our videos. Some people come to the orientation. Other people become members and warriors. When they go through that process, we've also created, you could call it career paths for people. They can go into a leadership role, right, in their local community, et cetera. The other path is we have created the concept of systems health educators. That's like about a 6 to 1 year curriculum. You go through a process, you get certified. We've created tools that then you can use to be a health educator for people. Interesting enough, 40% of the people go through that are nurses from the existing nursing infrastructure. There's 5.2 million nurses in the United States. 20% are going to be retiring and 45% are burned out and they're looking for other careers. So there's going to be a big fallout in nursing. We don't want them to go to these alternative things which have no systems approach. So what we have created is a systems approach That's really the gateway, even if you're going to go to the alternative system. So that's a solution. People can actually make an income being system self-educators. We've defined it a whole new career path. The other is clean food certified. Clean food certified is a almost been 15 years worth of effort to define what is clean food, the supply chain. We have a formal certification on the clean food site. There's also going to be an app so you can scan a product. It'll let you know if it's clean or not. But in addition, we are now creating a career path there. We're creating clean food consultants. Frank and Vicky Marshall and Jalanta really started doing this where we've created a course there. You can learn what it takes to make a restaurant or a product clean. And then you can take that knowledge set and go certify other people. And there's a standard costing model, but that too can be a career where people can make, you know, high 5 to 6 figure salary. But you're delivering people a way to understand what is clean food from a systems perspective. The third thing we're going to be doing is Cytosolve itself, which is a technology that we created to model molecular pathways, disease pathways, biochemical pathways, large scale on the computer. We're going to open that up to the public. Before it was B2B, but now it's gone through a lot of great testing. So we're going to create certified systems biologists. So you can get certified. You can go help people figure out combinations of foods biochemically that work for them. Or you can go help people identify cocktails. You can go work with doctors, anyone. So we're creating these completely new careers for people, all based on a systems perspective. Or you may want to mobilize people in your neighborhood to fight. That's the leadership program. So it's really cool because what's evolving is these parallel careers that you can be essentially a professional revolutionary of sorts. All right. Well, it's good to have all the new people here. Get involved. Nicholas, if there's no other questions, I'm going to sign off.
If you see any other questions, we can take them in.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it.
they lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done, and it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions.
I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering: electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolv, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.